Hello, and welcome back to Mahi, a Dream S&P podcast. This is episode 70, and today we're discussing the end of season 1 and what's to come. Hello, we're back.
We're never wrong!
Hello.
We never lose.
We got a bunch of things. We predicted a bunch of things, like the memory thing, and it happens at the same time as the egg stuff thing.
So first off, Dribbler never loses.
Yeah, Dribbler kind of got a lot right. Almost a disappointing amount right.
And one thing that surprised me is, like, you know how we've talked before about, like, the... With Caractine, we got this, like, strategist interpretation and, like, the trauma interpretation. Trauma actually, like, got some wins in.
Yeah, they...
Which is cool, because it was kind of, like... Like, over time, like, strategist interpretation became, like, more prominent.
Yeah.
But then trauma got some wins in.
It's interesting.
I don't think strategist interpretation ever denied the fact that Dream is traumatized. Incredibly traumatized.
Oh yeah, but it's more about like the reasoning behind some of his actions. Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, technically all his motivations lead back to his trauma, so...
Yeah, but I just, a lot of the strategist assumption was that it was purposeful. Well, the trauma interpretation went with more like, oh, it's a subconscious thing, and that ended up being closer to the truth.
I mean, I think,
So I think, like, what ultimately happened is it's just, like, a mix of the two interpretations ended up being more correct than either one of them on its own.
Yeah. I mean, my personal would be, is, traumatized, but is in deep, deep denial about it, so he comes up with reasonings to explain away his actions that don't relate back to him being incredibly traumatized.
The funny thing is that I think is actually the
every
correct
character on the Dream S&P.
Well, no, but he's like to a painful amount, like because with the, like we basically found out today, or you know during the finale, not today, that was last week, but during the finale, we basically found out that character Dream is a character who denies that he does things based off emotional logic so hard that he does things that don't make any fucking sense and then tries to explain it away as logical and comes up with all of these excuses for like, no, this makes sense for these reasons. But at the end of the day, it's really just like, the boy is lonely and he's so lonely and so fucked up in that little head of his that he will completely deny that he has any emotion and attachments and feelings about things
because
I don't fucking know why he's like that, but he just denies his feelings so hard that he comes up with like he does all these things, right? Like investigating immortality and trying to end like prevent death from being a thing and separating people from their objects and stuff, and he's like, yeah, I was doing it all because I wanna be immortal. I want everyone to be immortal. And I wanna defeat death. Why do I wanna do that? Because
I wanna be immortal.
Because I wanna be immortal. It makes perfect sense, don't question it. And all it took was Tommy being for like 2 seconds being like, you know, man, I'm looking at this logically for the first time in my godforsaken life. I'm looking at this logically, everything you're saying that you're doing, and all these things that you've done and why you're saying you're doing them. And I'm looking at it and I'm assessing it, and then I'm looking at you and your fucked up little, you know, all of what you are. And he looks at it and he's like, yeah, this doesn't make any fucking sense. You're just sad and alone and you want everything to go back to when you were happy and you had your friends. But you come up with all this bullshit. And so, I think, I don't know who it was, Judge or Apple, somebody on Tumblr, I think said it best. It was just like, I didn't expect, of all the things to come out of the finale, we all knew, like, character Dream's motives were, you know, wanting everything to go back to normal. The one thing I didn't expect is for character Dream himself to not realize that that's what he wanted, because he just doesn't want to be alone, and it takes Tommy being like, hey man,
you're
everything
good?
You're doing doesn't make any sense. You just don't want to be alone. for character Dream to, like, immediately fall apart and be like, oh, you're right. Oops. It's like, bruh. This is not good.
I'm pretty sure he's, like, he's always subconsciously known that's what he wants, but he's never, like, all those times he's talking about his motivations, how he just wants the server to get back together, how he doesn't want war on the server, how he wants everyone to be a big family again. Like, he knows it, and he knows it subconsciously, but he's also entirely, completely, absolutely refusing to acknowledge that that's what he really wants.
Like, yeah, it's just like, bro, see a therapist. Because you did a lot of things that really don't... Now I feel a little validated on, you know, even when I had people explaining why he was doing shit, of being like, that I don't understand. How does he think that this will accomplish this? You know, the real reason? The man's fucked up. And his logic doesn't actually make complete sense. And he's just doing things
I think Content Creator Dream actually put it best in that he mentioned how some people say my character doesn't act on emotional whatchamacallit?
Yeah.
But that his character does in fact act on emotional whatchamacallit.
Yeah, he does to an extreme amount, to the point, but so much that he won't
actively,
you know,
denies that he does.
Yeah, he's like, no, this makes logical sense. And it's like, no, it doesn't, you dumbass. Stop. Stop. And puns, we learned puns is just a fucking enabler. Which made me sad, because I want them to be besties, but I guess I should have known.
That's kind of what we already figured out, right? That puns is just sort of, fueling the fire.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't mean they're not besties, but they're not good besties for each other. It's kind of like how Tommy and Tubbo are besties, but they're not good besties for each other.
They're not who the other person really needs.
Yeah.
Which makes me sad, because nothing... Okay, listen, puns being like, he has friends, Tommy, what do you think I am? Made my heart break, because it just pure silence, and I was like, no, puns, you are friends, I promise. You aren't what he needs, but you're still besties. And if they aren't friends in season 2, I might be very angry, because I think they should.
So season 2, do we want to talk about that?
I mean... I don't know what there's
amnesia
to talk about.
Plot.
I don't know.
Puffy stole all their memories. Puffy Egg stole all their memories when the nuke hit.
Yeah, well, when season 2 starts, Puffy's just gonna have all the memories.
Probably.
The only way to get it back is to beat it up. No. Sorry. Anyways.
I just don't know what we can expect for, like, I don't know, because, okay, from what we've heard, it sounds like they don't want to do as much, like, they're not going to do scripted lore, they're going to just let things play out naturally, which I'm all for, actually, I like that idea. I think it's going to be more fun for them.
My sort of assumption is that it might end up being a lot like the earlier SMT stuff,
yeah.
Where they start off just doing whatever,
and
then from there they can sort of build up to having more, like, scripted events?
Maybe. I mean, it kind of depends.
Not necessarily being, like, everything.
I think it just depends, because it sounds like going back to early day SMP, when there was less pressure, is what they want. So, I mean, maybe we won't get any, like, real war. Maybe we'll just get, like, bits here and there. But, I mean, they're all kind of theater kids, so, like, I doubt that's
gonna happen. I think it might actually turn out somewhat like how Hermitcraft does lore.
Could be.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Where it's mostly just, like, improv. Well, not even improv, but, like, casual interactions with each other. And then someone comes up with a crazy idea.
And then you have, like, the occasional, like, planned thing.
Yeah.
Like, the moon. Or
the
on
King
season
stuff.
7, the base swap, where there's an element of lore for everyone on the server, young King stuff.
You just insert themselves.
That everyone can, like, interact with in some way.
Like, everything's just normal SMP playing, and then someone comes up with a crazy idea, and they all follow along.
Kind of. Yeah. I think we won't know until, you know, we actually get to see. Yeah. But it's been interesting. I've been finding it interesting hearing who's, like, planning on actually continuing versus who's not, because Aimsy and Rambu have both said that they are not coming back because they have too many other things going on that they want to work on and are too busy.
Something I'm also curious about is, like, which characters might remember.
I don't feel like anyone's gonna remember. I think the whole idea is that
fresh start,
no lore, right? Like they're not going in with the intent of lore.
Yeah, but we have Puffy and the Egg.
I mean,
and there's also the stuff with Sam and Boomer jumping into like a portal.
Well, maybe
so
some people
that
already.
Some characters
are...
might remember stuff or like partially remember stuff.
Actually, that's a good point because like, first off, why did the server reset when a nuke hit?
Yeah, the timing is convenient. Although we've heard that
I
the incident...
I think Sybil actually confirmed that the incident was not actually the nuke.
Yeah, we have that confirmed. Oh. The incident is not... So the big white flash isn't the nuke.
It's the egg!
Also, we know there's gonna be, like, an XD finale.
Yeah, we're gonna
Ooh,
get one of those.
Apparently.
And the Syndicate finale.
So the general theory that I'm thinking at the moment is that something is going to happen in the XD finale that causes the whole incident thing.
Yeah.
It was Carl all along. I'm gonna
explain what happened. It was Carl all along. I'm gonna have to make a second version of that meme that's like the server, you know, the assassination one, where it's like the server, and then Dream's shooting the server, and then Tommy's shooting Dream, and then in the back you've got like Jack Manifold shooting Tommy.
And in the back...
You had that, except they had an extra one, and it's like XD, Dream XD.
And an extra one, it's Carl. No.
Yeah. Or maybe like Carl the next day?
Maybe.
It depends on how it plays out.
Well,
yeah, okay.
I know we're getting a Syndicate finale as well. I think the only two we've like really been confirmed for is
Rambu
Syndicate.
And Syndicate.
Oh, actually, wait, I want to share a headcanon I have about character beings wearing the crown.
Sure.
So basically my headcanon for that is that Techno gave it to Dream before he left for his whole like training thing. Because he knows that Dream is gonna want to like continue his whole thing of taking down nations. And that's part of what going after Les Nevadas was about. That's my headcanon.
Sure. I'm kinda curious to see what Phil's gonna do.
So, like he basically like gave his crown to Dream and said, hey, I'm giving this to you.
Carry on.
Get rid of any nations that try and show up. Basically. Like, do it for me.
I'm curious to see what Phil's gonna actually do in terms of the Syndicate lore. But I think, I mean, depending on it, we're probably gonna end up getting Puffy lore, or not Puffy lore, sorry, Nikki lore. As well, because Syndicate. Rambu's gonna do something.
Also, I think there's Rambu. Has Rambu confirmed if they're coming back for season two or not?
He confirmed
I don't
that he's
know.
Not.
I think they've.
No, I'm pretty sure he said he's not coming
back.
Yeah,
because. I think he said that his character isn't. But at the moment, I think it's unclear whether that means that he himself is not going to be coming back. Or if he wants to create a new character.
I mean, as far as I've
heard...
But it
might be leaning more towards...
It's like, he's not coming back because he wants to focus on generation loss and he's got other things that he wants to work on.
Yeah, but he might end up like, being on the new server anyway, but like not being as involved in the lore, just like to hang out with people.
I mean, as far as we know, there isn't going to
so
be any lore.
So it's still possible that... Yeah, but I think it's possible that he will be on the server, but probably just not as active as he was with, season one stuff.
Yeah, which is fair. I know Aimsy's not coming back. I don't think anyone else has said they're not- Oh, Aerith said that they're probably not gonna be, I don't think he said that he's not coming back at all, but it sounds like he's not interested, from what I've heard.
And was there some discussion, I can't remember which server it was on, just about content creators and lore, and basically, like, they have, like, keep complaining about, like, I can't get anyone to do lore with me, but, like,
They seem to have, like, very specific ideas about what they want to do with lore.
I mean, yeah, that was Aerith. But...
That other people can't not necessarily, like, go along with. Because they're busy with their own stuff.
I mean, pause? I mean, yeah. I don't know. Aerith talked a lot about it during one of their Subnautica streams. And based off of the way that they were talking about what their thoughts are about how Season 2 is going to act, it sounds like they're not interested in coming back. But I don't think they've actually, like, concretely said that she doesn't want to participate. So I don't actually know. I think the only one we know for sure is not going to be coming back at all is Aimsy. And then I'm pretty sure Rambu's not coming back, but maybe he'll show up a little bit. But to be fair, that's third-party knowledge. I don't know exactly what he said about it. So it's hard for me to know, because I just don't know. I think, other than that, we haven't... I don't know, maybe this will sound weird. I kind of am glad that certain people are saying they're not going to come back. Because I think it's going to help a lot in terms of, like, server management. Because part of the reason that lore has been, you know, so difficult is that there's so many people... Yeah, and it's hard enough getting, like, 10 people organized to do lore, but if you have, like, 30-plus people, it's gonna be pretty much impossible to actually get something that, you know, is actually structured and everyone gets to be a part of in the same way. So especially with the way that, you know, communication is on the Dream SMP and stuff like that, we already know it's not the best.
Wasn't
so
there, like, something with, like, a bunch of creators actually have, like, the server muted?
Yeah, I think we've heard that before. Which, I mean, that's, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why you do it, but also, like, you can't really mute the server and then
complain about no one telling you that lore's happening, because you're the one who muted the server. Like, I feel like, I think to compare it with Hermitcraft and how they have a whole bunch of people as well, and that how it's sometimes difficult to get everyone from Hermitcraft all on at the same time to do lore.
What I understand with Hermitcraft, what they do is they have, like, meetings. I'm not sure how often. I can't remember that. But they do have, like, regular meetings to talk about just the server in general, and I'm assuming that's also when a lot of lore ideas get brought up.
Yeah. But also,
so it might be helpful from Dream SMP going forward to adopt something like that if they continue doing
like
lore.
But also, I think part of the reason why they can organize all these big things is that they understand not everybody's going to be able to come, and the people who aren't able to come understand that they're not going to be able to, like, participate in every single big lore event, and that's okay, and that even after the big parts, then they can still insert themselves in through their own sort of whatchamacallit. It's like, with the whole Rift thing that's going on, so some people like Ren and B-Dubs weren't able to join in with the whole group, the initial group when Grian invites them over to the Rift, but they still ended up in Empire's SMP because they made up their own little lore of entering the portal and getting into Empire's, and that was okay. Like, but some, I feel like a lot of people on the Dream SMP have this idea that once you miss lore, you can't catch back up with it.
Which we know isn't true, because, I mean, Jack Manifold basically made his entire lore story after a certain point kind of revolved, or not completely revolved, but it was, like, based a lot in the fact that he missed lore, because he missed basically all of the Pogtopia stuff because he wasn't around for it. So he made sort of his character's whole thing is like, oh, all of my friends abandoned me because everyone left Manburg. And so he, like, made that part of his story. And that was based around the idea, oh, I missed out because I wasn't around. And yet he made it work. So
yeah,
you cannot be there for a certain lore event and still make it, you know, work. Depending on how you do it. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Although I mean, other than, you know, what we already know about Season 2, which isn't a lot, I'm excited to see, like, I don't know, I'm excited to see what the Syndicate lore ending is gonna be. I'm excited to see the Dream XD ending, because I'm assuming Foolish is gonna be involved with that, and I love some good old Foolish character content.
Yeah, characters that can be involved are, like, George, Foolish, Carl. Probably, so it's probably gonna be like the same thing with the other finale, where it's like there's gonna be just like some random person coming out of like nowhere that you don't expect them to play like a super important role. You know, like,
like Jack suddenly.
You know, like Puffy's gonna show up as the egg, or.
Yeah, something with Puffy. That'd be funny. I am curious to see what we learn about the incident, but apparently that is all trapped in the collective minds of Tommy in it and Dream, according to Tubbo. Which nice. I think is fun. I really liked the Dream SMP finale, though. I thought it was really...
I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought it was really fun. I think my only complaint about it was the way that Tommy sort of finally managed to understand Dream came from DNF limbo. Because it was just so shocking that it completely threw me off. And then it was so, like, abrupt how quickly he suddenly understood Dream and was, like, communicating with him. Which is something he's never really managed to try and do, you know, successfully. And, like, so that, like, very quick sort of, like, all right, this happened. I suddenly understand everything. I understand you. I get it. It's not okay, but I get it. And I think, I don't know, it was just very abrupt. And so it threw me off a lot, and so I still enjoyed it a lot, and I thought it was really fun, but for me, that moment, I was just like, eh. The pacing there felt a little weird, but I knew they were on a time crunch, so I was like, I'm not that worried about it, but it was very sudden, and I was just like, what the fuck? What do you mean? His limbo is watching Dream and George. What? Like, and I love the fact that I think apparently Tommy's the one who came up with that idea, which just makes it even funnier.
Well, okay.
He's just like, let me make characters personal hell.
Is DNA not
found?
Yeah, it was just like, wow, alright. And I think the funny thing is that I think people were mad about it because they thought it was... I don't know, Dream's idea or something, and they were like, it's weird for you to, like, redeem him. But they didn't redeem... Okay, to be clear, they did not redeem character Dream. Like, everything he did was still supremely fucked up.
It's still something bad that he did.
Yeah. And I think they were very clear about, you know, what he did was not okay, regardless of why he did it. It was never okay. I just think it's really funny that, see Tommy, apparently, based off Tommy's writing, just started, being a
repeating,
like, sea dream apologist rhetoric, and I was just like, what is happening?
What I find kind of funny is, like, when, like, Dream's trying to, like, be vague about Loris Belise, he's like, oh yeah, I think it's a really nice headcanon. And, like, when Tommy's trying to be vague about Loris Belise, he's like, I hate this thing.
Yeah.
It's never gonna happen because I wouldn't write it. And then he writes it.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, buddy, I see how it is. I see. You're just trying to scam us. Gotcha. But, like, I don't know. It was... I just think it was really funny. And I don't know. I thought the ending was, like, really kind of sweet in a way of just, like...
It was
bittersweet, but yeah. It was bittersweet because the world that they were in doesn't have a chance anymore, right? Like it's like the way that ended is it kind of confirmed is like if there was a chance for everything to go back and be, you know, happy and normal in the world that they were already in, it was obliterated already because of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nuke! But, I don't know, it was kind of, like, bittersweet because the characters as we know them didn't really get a chance to go back and, like, really try and fix things because, I mean, how can they now? But also, I don't know, I like that it still gives that sort of, like, hope of a new start. I thought that was kind of nice. I liked that.
It's, I think it's because... they were just starting to finally understand each other and find and resolve all their past grievances and like take a step forward together, and then they were denied that chance because of their previous actions.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it feels like it feels bitter, but also like sweet at the same time, because we see the potential of them getting along, but it's bitter because they don't get that chance to get along while remembering all everything that happened to them. They don't actually get that chance to move on together.
And yeah.
And then it's sweet again because we see them in whatever new world they're in, and they're just like, hey, wanna be friends? Even though they don't remember anything.
Yeah. And I like that. And I think a lot of people sort of misunderstood Tommy apologizing. And I think a lot of people have sort of tried to clear the air afterwards and, like, discussing, like, that apology. 'Cause it wasn't him apologizing for, you know, all the things. I mean, I think in some part it was him apologizing for, like,
apologizing for, like, starting stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was pointed out that he was kind of the one who started the whole conflict. Even if Jim is the one who escalated.
Yeah, I think it was partially an apology for that,
like, not
but...
really seeing him as a person. But, like, yeah, it was primarily about the whole, like... By the way, I killed a soul by setting off a nuke.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, I think it was... I mean, maybe partially an apology for, like, never sort of realizing the part that he played in everything that went on. But I think it was mostly an apology for...
I'm sorry,
the fact that they wouldn't get a chance, they weren't going to get a chance to fix it because he, you know, doomed them all because, you know, nuke! and how I think if he had, you know, sort of realized this beforehand, he wouldn't have, you know, tried to kill everyone. Like, either way, I don't think he's a, you know, he's not, like, forgiving... Dream for everything he did. He's just like, oh, I never realized you were a person, and I'm sorry for that, and I'm sorry that it's only this, you know, final hour when everything's too late that I'm realizing.
Yeah. He's sorry that fair. He didn't realize earlier.
Yeah, which is fair, because they're fucking all dead. You know, they're gonna die. And you know what? That's a fair thing to feel bad about doing. Is, you know, dooming things.
It's still kind of funny to me that there was, like, a bunch of people who, like, didn't even watch the stream and were, like, complaining about it because they didn't even realize the context. And then someone posted the context and there's a bunch of people in the comments going, wait, I didn't watch the stream, has everyone just been lying to me?
Yeah, it was...
Because I think some people just watched the stream and heard character Tommy say, I'm sorry, and then just didn't pay attention to anything else.
Yeah, it was,
Didn't pay attention to the giant ringing alarm of the nuke bearing down on them as everything fades to white?
Yeah, it was,
I'm sorry.
It's very dramatic. It's very dramatic, response that the old Twitter.com got. I felt bad for Tubba, though, because then he tried to do the Q&A afterwards, and people were just, like, asking him
about Tommy's stream.
He's like, that's not even my lore.
Like, he actually, like, snapped it with somebody at one point. He's like, that's not even my lore. Did you even watch my lore? And I was just like, you know what, Tubbo, pop off. It's so obnoxious.
It was just a bad Q&A stream, to be fair. It's the DSMP fandom's entitlement showing itself again.
It was just a bad stream in general, because it was a lot of people coming together to make things bad. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, people.
I don't know why, but, like, genuinely, Dream SMP fandom is probably one of the worst fandoms I have, like, aside from my tiny corner, looking at everything else from that corner, or, like, from the outside, it is generally one of the worst fandoms I've ever seen interact. Like, I've been in the Undertale fandom, man. I've been in the Undertale fandom, and this is worse than that, with the way...
I was in the Voltron fandom.
With the way the...
right up to the end.
Steven Universe fandom was kind of rough, too.
Yeah. With the way
it wasn't on the same level.
with the way the fandom sort of treats themselves, other people in the fandom, and the creators that they're watching. It's kind of just a toxic mess, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it's always had its issues, and I think it probably always will. But maybe season two will be chiller, because it's not, you know, everything's supposed to start over sort of fresh.
Get rid of all the toxic people.
Well, yeah, and then...
all the people who are complaining about the finale, get out of here.
Yeah, and then also, it's just, you know, now we aren't dealing with, you know, the same characters. Like, these are different characters. And yes, if they play characters at all. And yes, there might be overlap, but, you know, for now, we don't know that for sure. Like, we're concerned, it's just fresh start, Dream SMP content creators.
And, like, even if, like, they learn stuff about the previous server, like, they don't really have a reason to care that much.
Yeah. Yeah,
everything's gone.
Because, like, that's not really... Yeah, like, there is no, like, the member for people to be sad at.
Mm. Yeah, it's just sort of... It's just moving on, you know?
Okay. On to Jack's stream. Abrupt switch, but I have to say, I was watching the chat scroll by yelling no, and in my head, I was just yelling yes, yes, yes!
I mean, it's just the perfect level of chaos, right? Because, like, the man's trying to kill a guy, and instead, he specifically fails to kill that one guy, and instead risks everybody else. It's like, yes, this is the perfect way for C-Jack's final attempt at murdering Tommy to go. Like, it's true, like, Looney Tune style mistake, but darker because it's gonna doom everyone. And it's just like, oh, buddy.
Yeah, it feels like when there's, like, Looney Tune skits where, like, someone accidentally does something to, like, hurt themselves. Mm.
Yeah, no.
You know, like the bendy gun.
it's like the Wile E. Coyote type vibe of, yes, I'm doing this, and for this reason, and it's gonna catch the Roadrunner, and instead he runs face first into his own trap or off the cliff or whatever it is.
Yep. But I have to say, though, the entire time that was happening, it was a very compelling character moment for C-Jack.
Oh, yeah, it always is. Mm. He always...
It's like the culmination of his whole, like, character.
Yeah, he always does a really good job.
And especially, like, the fact that he was, like, very much, like, in defense of Tubbo. He was, like, Tubbo's finally realized that Tommy is a bad friend.
I feel like it's both in defense, but he's also using Tubbo as a justification for what he wants to do to Tommy.
Yeah, I think it's a mix of that. Yeah. Like, the reason he can use Tubbo as an excuse is because he does care about him.
Yeah. And,
He's being, like, completely genuine about, like, the...
He thinks
Tommy's a bad friend, but he's, like, lying to himself a bit about, oh, Tubbo totally left this here for me specifically to set up to kill him.
I think it's the same way how Quackity was justifying his torture of Dream through Tommy's pain.
Yeah, kind of
very similar to that. You do something absolutely horrid because you care about someone else, but you're not, it's not entirely because you care about that someone else. You're using that to justify your horrible actions.
I think Quackity wasn't really using him to justify as much. It was more like to other people.
Yeah.
I think Sam's the one who used it to justify it to himself more.
Yeah. Mm. But I do think some part of him was also using Tommy as an excuse to torture Dream.
Yeah.
Aside from the whole Quackity totally wanted to Dream anyways as a show of power and whatever and blah 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 blah. But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
Oh, we could talk for so long about Quackity and Dream, and we have in the past, and let's not make it all about them this time. There's a lot more going on this time.
Today's about the Prime Boys wins.
Yeah, but they're gonna be friends! And I think it was really funny. I don't know.
I think Tubbo should get to go on a villain arc. That would be fun.
I think it would be fun to see.
Prediction. Dream and Tommy are their friend duo. Tubbo is the person they're versing against.
That would be fun. I actually, during Tubbo's Q&A stream, I sent a question being like, hey, I know you already said the plan isn't to do lore going in. You're just going to let things develop naturally if that happens. But if you're gonna, if you could play any type of character, what would you want to play? And his response was, I want to be Moriarty from Sherlock. He's like, maybe not as much the mastermind like, part, but he's like, but I want to be, if someone wrongs my character, I just go like full scorched earth. And I was like, you know what, Tubbo? Good for you. That'd be very fun to watch.
Yeah. I think it's funny because you know what's going to put him in opposition to Tommy because Tommy likes stealing stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
I think that's the other fun part is like the character or like the content creators don't, you know, they're not gonna have to change the way they are because these aren't, you know, they're not trying to actively make new characters. They can be like the same as themselves.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that's one of the reasons the memory wipe thing is good is because it lets them still have these characters based on themselves without them having to make entirely new characters that then have to be distinct from their previous ones.
Yeah.
Dream still Dream, even if he doesn't have his memories.
Yeah.
Tommy's still Tommy, even if he doesn't remember jack shit.
Which I am looking forward to that, because we know how ruthless character Dream is, and we know how, like, content creator Dream gets really competitive, which can make him equally ruthless. So it's just like, this will be very funny to watch the two of them, you know, collaborating and working together on a server. Because God knows... everyone who gets in their path is gonna be so fucked. Like, it's gonna be like BBH level of, you know, chaos. Torment. Because we know how BBH can be in retaliation for, like, a troll or whatever. It's like, you want to mess with him. And you're not gonna want to mess with Tommy and Dream either, because Dream will listen to your VOD that you blacked out the screen of and follow the sounds of your Minecraft and dig out everything around your house. Like, they're fucking nuts, man. It's gonna be a whole thing.
Just a little bit insane. Just a little bit insane.
And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be really fun. I don't know if... I mean, okay... I don't know if they're gonna do lore. I don't know if they are gonna do lore, how long it's gonna take.
My assumption is they're gonna do some level of lore, because that's what made, like, the server so popular, and they've obviously had a lot of fun doing lore.
Yeah.
But I think they might take time to build up.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's...
Well, then they're just doing lore straight at the
game. Well, that's what they've said. It sounds like they're not, you know, planning anything. They're just gonna go into it as they did with, you know, the beginning of the Dream SMP, which is just friends playing on a server together, and that's what they all want to do, because it's gotten, you know, too much and too stressful and too whatever. And it's not like any of them are necessarily relying on the Dream SMP for success at this point. So, I don't know, I think it's gonna be interesting to see sort of just how it plays out for the first few, like, streams that are on it. Like, I'm really excited to see those first few streams, because I think it's basically just gonna be us getting to watch all of our content creators that we like so much just play Minecraft together casually, which is not something we've, you know, gotten to see in a while. And they're not putting, like, harsh expectations on it for themselves, so they can have fun too, which I know for, like, literally a year we've all just been like, we just want to see the content creators on the server having fun with each other. And I think that's what we're going to get back, I'm hoping. So, I'm looking forward to it. Whether they never do lore again or they do something.
I'm just looking forward to it. Or if it's just like
funny
content.
Bits and stuff. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Regardless.
I'm genuinely just looking forward to more Dream content, because he said he was going to stream. And I'm holding him to that promise, even though I can do nothing about it.
That's what I can
say. But, there was a thought in my head and it slipped by me and I... Something. Oh! Favorite moment. Whole three streams. I think one of them was Tubbo just putting down the bench at the end of the world.
Yeah. I need to actually go back and watch, like, his POV, because I was like split screening to try and hear both of them, and it just wasn't working.
Work that way.
Yeah, so I was just like, I should probably rewatch that.
Dream Tommy asking Dream, why did you take the disc? And Dream responding with, you gave me the fucking discs. And then Tommy's like, no, before that. And then Dream's like, did you forget you killed me?
He did. He totally forgot that he killed him.
Also, so some people put, yeah, that probably means that that's actually, like, a canon death. Like, it wasn't inconsistency, it was the revival book.
I mean, the revived book didn't exist at that point, so I actually don't know how that works.
No, no, but I mean, like,
because they would have been experimenting, like, at...
Dream lost a life to Tommy.
Yeah.
And then when they experimented after they got the book, he got 3 lives back. And then he lost 2 at the disc confrontation.
I see what you mean. Yeah, I guess that would be what that is. Which is interesting.
I do feel, man, like Dream's whole spiel about where do we come from, where do we go?
I get that, you know, like, I can completely understand why he was trying to figure that out. Like, the Minecraft world, they don't, like, the limits of, like, their world that they live in don't make any sense. Of course he's trying to figure that out. Like, are you kidding me? I would also want to know. The fact that no one played a mad scientist until this point. I wonder
how it ties into XD as well. Like, the guy trying to figure out how the world works is also the guy who, like, God copied his face off.
Yeah, you would think he'd be the one who would know already, right? No. Apparently not.
But apparently, like, XT just, like, saw him and just went, yeah, I like that, I'm keeping it.
Yeah, apparently.
And then obviously there's the theory that is, like, a future version of whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason the whole, like, reset thing happened. Maybe, like, if the bombs had dropped, maybe, like, Dream and Tommy and Puns would be, like, the only survivors because of Pandora.
Maybe.
And that would set off the events that would lead to Dream becoming XD.
That's true. Tubbo and Jack were also there. I don't know. Maybe.
But yes, maybe, like, everyone dying would have led to them doing, like, more experiments with the revival book.
Probably.
To try and bring people back. And then somehow that led to Dream becoming XD. But then he managed to, like, go back in time.
Could be.
And the reason that he reset the server was to stop that from happening.
Maybe.
Even if that erased him himself.
Maybe.
It's a theory.
A game theory. I'm sorry.
I don't know, there's a lot, I mean, there's been a lot of, like, theories about how XD, and, like, fanfiction and different things about how XD works. So, like, I could see that.
That would make a really cool fic, actually. Just, like, that group just, like, being, like, the only survivor.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Deal with that.
That'd be a nightmare.
Oh my god. Tommy, what did you do? I'm sorry, Dream. Tommy, what did you do?
Yeah, if you thought that there was some chance of redemption after that, if that happened, any chance of, like, redemption and, like, them coming together and, like, being friends, immediately back out the window. Like, Dream
Tommy
would be, like, locking him in the...
I didn't mean to, alright? I didn't know!
Oh,
and
man.
Then they find out it's Jack who destroyed the world.
Yeah.
Still, it would still be a nightmare. Because Dream would still be like, you were going to nuke me!
You were going
fuck?
To what?!
Yeah, it's just like, I don't see that working out, for that friendship.
Crash and burn right before it starts.
When you're in the apocalypse with the guy that tried to nuke you to death and the person...
if anyone actually writes something based off that, like, and, like, tell us about it and we can do, like, a spotlight about it or something.
Yeah, because
I would read that.
That'd be funny as hell.
Oh, yeah, but, to get back to where I was going with the whole Dream talking about figuring out where we come from, where we go, because I feel like that's still going to be relevant now that they're in a new server. How did they get there? Where are they going?
How will they get home? Just kidding. There is no home.
They're not getting home.
It's time to make a new home. I don't know. I'm just curious to see what they'll do, because I feel like it's just going to be really chill for a while, and I'm looking forward to that.
I'm sorry. I'm still not over Dream's casual. Who are you? And the Tom's like, want to build a base together? And the Dream's let's be friends.
Yeah, it's just the immediate, like... That and then,
cut to black.
Poor Tubbo. It's just like watching from a distance, like, oh, look at these. He's like, why is that weird guy watching me? Yeah. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting seeing what they end up doing, because I don't know. I'm also down just for the CCs hanging out. I want to see what Foolish is going to build, because...
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun.
God knows he's definitely going to, you know, come up with something awesome.
I wonder if he'll change up his theme, because he went with, like, a whole ancient Egypt theme with this, with the original Dream of
Sleep. Yeah,
I mean...
So I wonder if he'll choose, like, a new theme, or just, like, elaborate on what he's
going to do. That would be really, really cool.
Also, I wonder if we'll see the basement.
I mean, maybe.
Did Foolish have a basement?
He had a basement that we've never seen the inside of. And now there's a chance we may never will. Although, apparently, Hannah's actually doing a stream today. Saturday. The 19th of November. I don't know. But she's gonna go through the server, like, one last time and just take a look around and do stuff. Hey. No roleplay, but just hanging
Show
out.
Show us your secret stream SMP.
Yeah. Looking at all the old things. I don't know. I think, personally, because another thing that I saw people talking about was how they felt about, you know, sort of like an amnesia plot. And on the one hand, I do kind of understand people being like, well, that's just like a disservice to the characters we already know because we're never going to get to see.
The issue I have is that, like, people seem to be doing, at least to me, the thing where they're like, this thing is bad. I've been told this thing is bad, but I don't know, like, why it's bad. So when I see an example of it that isn't bad, I just assume it's bad. Kind of thing?
I mean...
Because, like, at least it can be a really useful, like, as a plot device.
Yeah!
It's just often it's not done well.
Yeah.
But I think in this case it's done in, like, a good way and, like, a useful way for the story they want to tell.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned before, with the content creators, it means that they can have, like, new stories and new character dynamics without having to, like, change how they play their characters and still have them be based on themselves without having people going, like, your new character is too much like your old one.
Yeah.
Because, like, well, they're the same character.
Yeah. I think, I mean, I can understand some people being like, but it's just, like, because mostly I've seen the complaint, and even I think Tubbo talked about this and sort of agreed with people, is like, it's kind of a disservice to the characters we already know, because we're not going to ever get to see them, like, actually take that chance to redeem themselves and, like,
but
come to an understanding and heal. But I also get it, because from a content creator standpoint, like, what the fuck are you going to do at this point? Because the server itself has just gotten so, like, long and complicated. I can absolutely understand why they would be like, I think a fresh start is the better option. And I think it genuinely is, because a lot of the new people... Because Hermitcraft, I saw somebody talking about this. Hermitcraft, the benefit there is that every season, it's a fresh start. So when they add new people, you know, everyone has a chance to get in on everything. But with the Dream SMP, it's all cumulative. Cumulative?
Right.
And so it just keeps adding on to each other. And so there's not, it's harder for new people to come in when you have all of this history and background. So, I mean, I think it's like one of the best, like, I think it's the best option for what they wanted to do. But I also understand why people are like, but it's just such a shame because we're never going to actually, you know, get that moment with the characters to have them sort of come together and figure their shit out. Like, that's just not an option.
Well,
that's now.
That's kind of like a bittersweet ending, and I found, like, bittersweet endings the ones that tend to stick with people the most.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's fine, though, because, I think the whole point of that ending...
Everything doesn't have to be perfect, basically.
Even if they didn't get amnesia, it was the end of the world. They would have died anyways. Regardless of whether or not they got transported to a new server and got their memories wiped, at that moment in time, if all that other stuff didn't happen, they would have still died to the nukes.
Yeah.
Right? So I think the story is meant to, not meant to, but I think the story they're trying to tell us is about how that is that sometimes it's too late. To make amends. Sometimes your actions catch up with you. Even if, no matter how much you or the other party want to, sometimes things don't go the way you want them to, and things aren't, not everything has a happy ending, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like the amnesia here really, really fits, because it's not a happy ending, but it's not a tragic ending either. It's like I said, it's bittersweet, and it's really poignant because it's so bittersweet that the sweetness and the bitterness contrast each other, and it makes it all the more, it sticks out more in your memory and in your feelings, and it hurts harder, your heart throbs, your tears cry, there are onion cutting ninjas everywhere. But like, I feel like that's still a better ending for the Dream SMP than say everything works out and everything's honky-dory and everybody becomes friends with each other again. Because yeah. Sometimes there are things you can't just fix by talking it out. And there are people who try talking it out to try and fix these things, like Jack, for instance. And it didn't work out for him.
Yeah. Right? So, yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. I think, all things considered, it was definitely the best option for the server. I think it's from a content creator standpoint, it's going to give them a fresh start. And from a character standpoint, I mean, we've seen characters on the, you know, Dream SMP try and, you know, change and become better and improve on who they are. And it doesn't matter if they personally try and change, because the environment around them is just so toxic that it's not like possible to make like a really meaningful change to who they are, because inevitably the world around them is so not nice and kind to each other that it doesn't really matter if you try. Like Aimsy's character tried to be, you know, a happy good person who didn't harm others, and there was, I mean, it didn't work for them, you know? It didn't turn out well for them.
It was never meant to be.
Yeah.
It was never meant to be.
That server and the way that it works in, you know, in the story and everything,
and
it's
the
just...
the environment that they built.
Yeah. Up. It's just, there's no redeeming that. So, I think... from that standpoint, the best thing is for the characters to just, you know, get that fresh start.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are sort of, like, missing the point. This isn't a continuation. This is an ending for their characters and a new beginning.
Yeah. For the most part, it sounds like those characters are, you know, they're gone. That's the end of them. I mean, it sounds like maybe we have more... Egg lore next season. Which, you know, that's totally fine. And maybe for certain people are gonna wanna, you know, latch on to what they already had and continue with it. But we've also seen that, you know, some people aren't gonna do that. We're not, or at least not at the beginning, we're not gonna have, you know, Sea Dream, you know, the character Dream doesn't secretly remember what he did. and character Tommy doesn't, as far as we've seen. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we'll get our first stream and I'll immediately be proven wrong, because they'll
it'll be
like...
a huge plot twist for someone who, like, we thought forgot all along.
Mm.
And it's revealed that they actually remember. That would be cool. I hope they do something.
Reminds
like
me
that
of a thick guy red.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of, like, possibilities, to be honest. Like, we don't know. It's a fresh start. We're not gonna know until we get to see it.
On to new beginnings.
Speaking of endings, though, I think this is about
That's where we should probably end.
Question of the week?
Did we ask the last one and we just didn't get any answers, or did we forget to ask the last one?
I forgot, but I got a couple answers last minute.
Okay. I mean, we could just keep it up for... we could just continue it, see if we get more answers. Off of, you know, YouTube or wherever.
Drend, Dreamin' Friends.
Since we forgot to post it because we're silly like that.
So last week's question was, if you were to give a title to season 2 of the Dream SMP, what would you call it? And our answers are DSMP Squared, DSMP 2 Electric Boogaloo, Callahan SMP, and Drend, Dreamin' Friends.
Callahan deserves Callahan deserves to have the SMP named after him.
Honestly, yes. With all the background work he does, yes.
Yes, he does. I mean, those all seem good to me. I don't know. Question for next week. Oh gosh.
What do you think is gonna happen in JMSMP season 2?
How do you think the syndicate is gonna end? Or how do you, or who do you think is gonna show up in, yeah, Rambu lore? Or who do you think is gonna show up in Dream XD's lore?
How about, who will be the most unexpected person to show up during Dream XD?
Connor.
Yes. Yeah, Connor.
At this point, he's kind of, like, unexpected enough to be expected, you know?
Yeah. He's just gonna
but
show
I would
up.
Still like him to show up. He's in Dream XD's stomach.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. Alright, so that's the question. Who do you think would be the most unexpected character to show up in Dream XD lore? Like, even if Dream XD lore comes out before, like, we do this episode comes out, just say who do you think would have been the funniest anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
This is...
And it comes out after... If this comes out after that lore comes out, say when you want that character to show up.
Yeah. Alright. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye!
Bye!
Well, thanks for listening to the 70th episode of Mahi, and we hope you enjoyed it. If there's any topic you'd like to hear us discuss, feel free to leave a comment or find us on Twitter at Mahi Podcast, where you can also ask us questions or just get updates about new episodes. We also have a Discord server that you can find a link to in the description. See you next time!